Time for a setting the bar story, Kelly, which is...
an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, I get it. Not everybody likes every single holiday that comes down the calendar, right?
Right.
But if you can manage to make it through the day without throwing a temper tantrum and lighting an entire Halloween display on fire...
oh, wow.
You're doing okay.
Why are we... that's not your display and you're lighting it on fire.
That's right.
Okay.
So this happened in Seattle. Neighbor walks up to a Halloween yard display around 1 o'clock in the morning, kicks down a coffin that was propped up.
Aw, dang it.
Got a Bob Ross skeleton involved by dragging it into it.
We're desecrating the Bob Ross skeleton?
Yes, then setting it on fire.
Oh, no.
And of course, I'm referring to Bob Ross, the painter.
Yes.
Not a happy accident there.
Yeah, no, no, no. These are not happy little flames.
So then, once there was the fire going, he started taking other things, smaller decorations, and tossing them in.
And then what happens if the fire were to jump to the house?
Well, it already did spread to a bush.
Oh, boy.
And yes, the entire house could have gone up in flames. Here are the owners.
Just started picking them up and throwing them in like it was a burn barrel bonfire into the casket.
He had one burning there and another one burning over there.
Oh,
then
goodness.
He kicked this coffin down and dragged the Bob Ross skeleton into it, set Bob Ross on fire, then began grabbing the little skeleton animals and throwing them in there as well.
Oh, but we're very, very lucky because those bushes caught fire and it's right by the fence, right by the house. John literally came over with like a pot of water, like a, you know, like a, like you'd make spaghetti in, like, and dumped it out. Another one brought the fire extinguisher, which is now in the casket.
Yeah, so their neighbors came and kind of helped him out. This guy was just a rando who
that's crazy.
Was
going
by.
He's an arsonist.
And
he
so.
He set that fire on purpose.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
That's against the law.
Yeah. So they're very lucky the whole house didn't go up in flames.
Yes.
But yeah, neighbors helped out. They were dumping water on it. They've already gotten new decorations to replace the ones that burned.
Like it was a great display.
Even the Bob Ross skeleton has been replaced.
Thank goodness.
But yeah,
what a great idea.
But yeah, we're still trying to figure out who the guy was who decided he hated Halloween.
Oh, we haven't arrested him yet?
No, not yet. So again, setting the bar. We understand not every holiday that is celebrated is high on your list. I know a lot of people don't like the fireworks at like 4th of July. It triggers them, but...
sure, just, you know, walk on by, though. If
yeah.
you don't like someone's yard display, just keep rolling. Just go on by. You don't have to pass by it again. Don't take that street.
Yeah, so if
but you
can...
can't destroy people's stuff.
Inch to make it through the day without throwing a temper tantrum. Lighting the entire Halloween display on fire.
Wow.
You're doing okay.
Okay.
Yep. That's your setting the bar story.